Talk some hoops, some NBL action, and a big weekend or a big Thursday night it's going to be for Kyle Adnam from the South East Melbourne Phoenix, who plays game number 200 in the NBL, and he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, guys. How you going?
We are well, mate. How's your world?
Oh, it's good, mate. It's good. It was a bit of an interesting week last week with sort of the late injury and actually missing my 200, so it's going to be nice to separate from Creaky's 300th and get myself in the spotlight.
Which is only right and fitting, just by the way. We're big fans around these parts. So when did the injury take place? When did you work that there was going to be a problem?
Just during the week. It was, just a little bit of an awkward fall. One of those ones that are almost a bit freakish in a way. You don't think anything of it. And bit of bone bruising, nothing too serious, which is great. So looking forward to hopefully being back out on the track this week.
Well, it didn't seem to affect the boys too much. They put on a bit of a clinic against the Illawarra Hawks, and the Hawks have been struggling a bit, but it must have been nice to see the performance from the fellas.
Yeah, definitely. I think just, you know, top to bottom, it was one of our more complete performances. And, you know, whilst the Hawks' record, I don't think, sort of reflects how good of a team they are and talented-wise, I think, yeah, we just did a great job to execute both ends. And to see, you know, four guys almost have 20 on any night, that's just a great sign of a good team performance offensively. And then the other end, to keep them at 78, you know, it was a really complete performance.
So tell me about your sort of how you reflect on your 200 games, or 199 coming up 200 on a Thursday night against the Breakers, in your own mind. I mean, it's such a interesting start to your career. A couple of seasons at the 36ers, a couple at the Hawks, a couple at Melbourne United, Kings for a little while, and now you've really cemented yourself, I reckon, just my personal opinion, as a really star quality player at South East Melbourne Phoenix. How do you assess your career, and when did you start to feel comfortable in your skin as an NBL player?
Look, I mean, I think milestones like this always give you a chance to reflect a little, and you know, one thing I've tried to do probably in the last few years of my career is really celebrate success and acknowledge the things that, you know, you've been able to achieve as an athlete. I think, you know, as a young kid coming through, I've definitely never been the stereotypical basketballer, and I think that that's sort of been the little chip on my shoulder when it comes to, you know, pushing myself and being resilient and all of those things. And I think I sort of always had that skill there, I think, and I think the mental side of the game of that confidence and understanding with the ball in my hands, being a point guard, it's a difficult position to come into a really, you know, big-time league and hold down and dominate. It's, it's a difficult position. So I think it takes a little bit of time. You know, you've got to run an offense. You've got to run a defense with guys who have NBA experience, international experience, maybe guys you've looked up to coming into the league. So, it just takes a little bit of time, I think. And I think myself, my journey's kind of all the things that have happened in my career, whether positive or negative, have all been little learning curves for me to be where I am today.
A similar question, Kyle, to Half, with all the different teams you've played at. Are you a better player now than you were at some of the other clubs you played at? Or is it because you've had that opportunity to kind of settle down in a significant role, it's more about opportunity to play the level you're playing recently?
I think it's probably a combination. I mean, I think one thing I always tried to hang my hat on, even at, you know, early days in my career, was when an opportunity was there, I wanted to grab it with both hands. And, you know, I think I did in those situations, and it landed me where I am today. But there's no doubt that, you know, I've improved over the years. I think, you know, whilst I'm not a big guy, that just having a little bit of strength, and particularly through my core and hips, that's something that I've worked on for sort of years. As you can imagine, there's some big basketballers out there, and, you know, I've got to be able to control them on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. So, yeah, that was something I really had to work on in my career. But as I said, like, where I'm at today, I'm 100% confident, and I think it's been, you know, probably a couple of years now of feeling really sort of confident at this level. And yeah, it's been a journey, that's for sure. And I'm proud that I've sort of been able to push through all those things and different times in my career. And I hope, you know, these 200 games can go on to maybe inspire someone else who's maybe a smaller guy and wants to be a basketball player, or a smaller girl and wants to be a basketball player.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to ask too many questions because You're one of Daniel's very favourite players.
Yes.
But I did want to ask you about Simon Mitchell and what he's creating. You know, one of the great things with you, Kyle, is you've played at so many different places, so you know what good culture is, you know what good teams are, you know what champion teams are, because you've been part of a championship. What does Simon Mitchell bring that we feel is a bit different in a good, really good way? What does he bring to the group that is a bit special?
Well, I think, you know, as you can imagine, in a professional environment, there's lots of great ideas and lots of, like, a wealth of knowledge. And I think, you know, for me, Simon has so many great assets. The fact that he's an unbelievable coach and unbelievable understanding of the game. But for me, it's his ability to actually care and show passion for what he's trying to do. And I think that's really motivating. You know, you see on the sideline sometimes him pulling out his hair, but also having a laugh. And I think that passion really stems through our group. You know, it's a real desire to win. You know, he wants the best for each and every one of us. And I think, you know, I've worked with Simon now for, don't quote me, but I think 8 years, maybe 7 years, over United and South East Melbourne. He was actually the first sort of person that got me back to Melbourne and always was in my corner. So I've got a lot of respect for Simon. And I think, yeah, just that motivator and that real passion to achieve is a real amazing thing. Showing up to work every day and feeling that sort of energy is a really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, it's a great insight into what's going on there at the Phoenix. And as I mentioned, a great win over the Hawks last week, sitting now inside the top four on the NBL table. Is it coming together?
Yeah, it sure is. I think we've definitely still got things that we want to improve on. But I think that, you know, when we've had our full sort of lineup on the floor, we've been really dangerous. I think our depth is amazing. I think our import combination's been great. And obviously, Creaky's playing at a really, really high level at the moment. Ryan Brockhoff's playing at a really high level. It's just great to sort of see all that form coming together. I think over our last six or seven games with our full squad, we might have only dropped a single game or maybe two. But yeah, it's just amazing to sort of see that form. And also just, you know, the hard work. I think we've got a bunch of hard workers, and, you know, for the public, you probably don't get to see the every day, but you know, we have an 8 o'clock session and, you know, most of our guys are there early doing extras, working out, gym, shooting, whatever it is. And I think that there's a real desire there and hunger within the group. And yeah, we've definitely got steps to take moving forward, but really exciting time.
So just confirming, you're playing Thursday night, you're okay?
Yeah, so I'll still have to get through this week's training. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident.
Right. Well, we can't wait to see you in action Thursday night against the New Zealand Breakers. A great test. We reckon one of the better teams in the competition sitting atop the table at the moment in the NBL. A long way from the Mount Evelyn Meteors, Kyle. Well done, mate. Good luck on Thursday night for your 200th. We'll be watching with great interest.
Awesome, mate. Thank you.
Good stuff. Kyle Adnam with us from the South East Melbourne Phoenix.